Now the Me Too movement has caught fire on Capitol Hill.
Many of us in Congress know what it's like, because Congress has been a breeding ground for a hostile work environment for far too long.
California Congresswoman Jackie Speier launching Me Too Congress, urging lawmakers and staffers to speak out by sharing her own story.
So I know what it's like to keep these things hidden deep down inside. I know what it's like to lie awake in bed at night wondering if I was the one who had done something wrong.
She is not alone. Senator Claire McCaskill says as a young state legislator, she asked an older male colleague for help. His advice?
And he said, well, did you bring your knee pads? I do think he was joking, but it was shocking that he would make that joke to a colleague.
A recent survey found that 40% of female congressional staffers cite sexual harassment as a problem on Capitol Hill. One in six female aides said they experienced sexual harassment in their offices. But unlike many workplaces, on the Hill, there is no mandatory sexual harassment training. To file a complaint, victims must go through counseling, mediation, and a cooling-off period before filing a legal claim, all while working in the very same environment where the alleged harassment took place.